The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Frank Gupton used to work for a major pharmaceutical company, so he knows the ins and outs of making drugs. He also knows how often many drugs that were invented decades ago could be created for far cheaper today. Gupton says you'd think manufacturers would take a look at that, but they don't.
Part of the reason why is in order to get approval from the FDA to produce a generic drug, you have to demonstrate equivalency. And equivalency means it works exactly like the innovator drug, the people who originally patented it and developed it. So they don't want to change anything, including this process.
In other words, the system disincentivizes manufacturers from figuring out a more efficient way to make their drugs. So that's where Gupton, now a professor at VCU, has stepped in. Funded by the Gates Foundation, he and his research team are doing that work for manufacturers.
And when you think about it, over that 20-year period, a lot of new chemistry gets developed that hasn't been applied, and we can take that and apply it in a new way to make these molecules a lot more cost-effectively.
In 1 year, they've developed a new way to make the active ingredient in an HIV drug. They then handed that technology over to manufacturers in China.
Within 6 months of transferring the technology to them, it was implemented in China, and we've already seen a 20% cost reduction in that drug in the marketplace.
Cheaper drugs means greater access. And now, with a new round of funding, Gupton hopes to put together a plan to replicate this process for additional drugs, making it cheaper to fight not just HIV, but tuberculosis, malaria, and more. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.